Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
Always lovely to be here with you.
总是非常高兴跟大家在一起。
I hope you feel the same.
希望你们也是这样想的。
It's interesting because you know me a little bit.
很有意思的是，你们可能有一点了解我，至少有一点了解。
But I don't know how well you know me.
但是我不知道你们到底了解我有多少。
So I'll give you another small picture into my personality.
所以我今天要跟大家讲我性格的另外一个小小的方面。
We all have our hobbies.
我们个人都有自己的业余爱好。
And our interests.
我们自己感兴趣的东西。
And for me, I'm a little bit of a car guy.
对我来说，我是一个很喜欢玩汽车的这样一个人。
And it's not so much that I like the really nice cars, but I like interesting cars.
倒并不是我喜欢那种贵的车，但是我喜欢那些有意思的车。
Now, most people buy cars kind of as a function of utility, how they will use them.
很多人买车是把它作为一个代步的工具来用的。
But I also think that a car can be an expression of your personality.
但是我觉得这个车也能在某种程度上表达你一个人的性格。
And I think this probably is related to my experiences growing up.
我想这个是跟我长大的过程中间的经历是有关系的。
So I thought I would let you see the different cars I have owned through my life.
所以我想我要给大家看一看我那个以前有过的车。
So this was the car. This wasn't actually my car. This was the car I learned to drive in.
这个车其实这不是我的车，而是我学车的时候使用的是这个车。
It actually belonged to my sister.
这个车其实是我姐姐的。
And if you ever had to grow up sharing a car with a sibling, you know the difficulties that come along with that.
如果你长大的时候，这个跟你的兄弟姐妹合用一个车的话，你会知道会碰到一些困难的事情。
Today, this car is more of a sign of poverty.
这个车，如果今天看到这个车，你会看到的可能是一个贫困的一种状态。
But back in the day, this was a car that was a lot of fun.
但是当时这个车是一个非常非常有意思的。It's still a fun car.
Yeah, still a fun car. Still a fun car. And then I had to move into one of my parents' cars.
然后呢，这个车以后我要开我父母亲那个车。
And it wasn't so fun.
这个车好像不是那么的有意思。
This car was more than 17 feet long.
这个车大概五米多长。
It had one positive aspect that maybe you wouldn't think about.
但是它有一个正面的一个方面，也许你想不到。
How many of you have actually been to a drive-in movie?
有没有谁你们曾经就是去过，就是坐在车里看电影呢？
Here's the greatest thing about this car.
这个车最好的一个优点是这样的。
On cold nights, we would drive my car to the drive-in theater.
所以我们在一个很冷的晚上，我们就开我开这个车到那个影院里，就是露天影院。
And the hood was so big, we could get four people laying across the front of it.
这个因为那个顶啊，前面那个 hood 那么大，我们有四个人可以躺在上面。
And the heat from the engine would keep us warm for about halfway through the movie.
然后那个原来那个发动机上的余热能让我们至少半场电影能感觉到下面的热气还在冒上来。
That was the only good thing about this car.
这是这辆车唯一的一个优点，我可以记得。
So the next car, I went from one extreme to the other.
下面一辆车我从一个极端走到另外一个极端。
This was my next car.
这是我下面一辆车，很小的一辆车。
It was about half the length of the other car.
这个车的长度只有前面那个车的一半。
And this car was a lot of fun to drive, but it had a problem.
这个车开起来非常非常非常有意思，但是它有它很大的一个问题。
It broke down all the time.
这个车就是经常的坏。
The only positive thing about that is I learned to work on cars myself.
但是这个唯一的一个正面的东西就是因为它老是坏，所以我学会了修车。
So I couldn't afford to keep taking it to the garage.
因为老是坏，我根本就没有这么多钱去一直拿出去修，我自己要学着自己修。
So it was either fix it myself or it doesn't drive.
所以或者是我把它修好，或者是我就没有办法开这个车。
But because I learned how to work on cars, this car saved me thousands of dollars through the rest of my life.
因为我学会了怎么样修车，就在这辆车上，我省了好几千块钱。
As we grow up, we get moved into automobiles that are maybe not quite as exciting.
当我们长大了之后，我们换了别的车，这个车可能不一定这么有意思。
So my next car was just a simple truck.
我下一辆车就是一个很简单的一个 pickup truck.
It was the only car in my whole history that I bought brand new.
这是我一生中间唯一的买了一个就是全新买进来的车，就是这辆车。
And it cost $5,995.
这个车只要5,995块钱，不到6,000块钱。
That's impossible today now, right?
今天这是不可想象的。
And then I had one more car that was fun, and that was my Jeep.
下面一辆车也是非常有意思的，就是我开的那个吉普车。
And I lived out in a place where the weather was dry, and it was in West Texas, and I never had the top on.
这是一辆我在德州西部开那个车，因为它天气很热，所以我不需要把那个顶盖上。这个车顶可以打开的。
But some of the best years were the years that I lived in China.
但是我最好的那些年是我住在中国的那些年。
Because I didn't own a car at all.
因为那几年我没有车。
And when we're young, we dream about the day we can own a car.
当我们还是小孩的时候，我们就是梦想有一天我有自己的车。
And when we're old, we wish we didn't have to own one at all.
当我们变老的时候，我们希望我们从来没有开过车，从来没有有过车。
When we moved back to the States, some kind people gave us a couple of cars to drive.
当我们从中国回到美国的时候，有一些很善良的人给了我们几辆车。
And then my boys, three boys, kind of close together in age, they all grew up and started needing cars of their own.
然后我的三个儿子，他们年龄相仿，然后长大了，慢慢的每一个人都需要车。
So I went from owning no cars to owning 5 cars, a bus, and a motorcycle.
所以我从一辆车都没有变成有五辆车，再加一辆公交车 bus, 然后还有一辆摩托车。
And my father-in-law, he stated some very wise words.
我的岳父说了一句非常非常有智力非常聪明的一句话。
He said, remember, you don't own stuff. Stuff owns you.
他说你不拥有东西，是东西拥有了你。
None of my cars were ever worth very much money.
所有的我的车从来没有哪一个车是值很多的钱。
But when I owned so many because of my kids, it pushed me back into having to do all the maintenance myself.
因为我有很多的车，然后这个孩子都要开这个车，所以我没有办法，只能自己来保养修理那些车。
But now there's a really big difference from when I was a kid.
但是现在跟我还是小孩的时候有一个非常非常大的区别。
We now have YouTube.
现在我们有 YouTube 油管。
And YouTube can convince you that you can do anything.
这个油管可以让你相信你什么都能做。
And when it works, you feel like a genius.
但有时候，这个是灵光的，你觉得自己像个天才一样。
But when it pulls you beyond your capabilities, you really are just wasting a lot of time and money.
但是有时候它把你带到一个地方，就是你自己没有这个能力去做这件事情的时候，你就会觉得浪费了你自己的时间和浪费了你自己的金钱。
So you realize owning a car can be a great privilege, but it always brings some problems.
所以你知道自己有一个车是一种特权，但是同时有一个车有时候也会带来各种各样的问题。
When it breaks, when your car breaks, it can feel a little personal.
有时候这个车坏掉了，有时候你会可能会有点人有点生气。
It feels like what we talked about during our last time together in Ephesians chapter 6.
这个有时候会带来这种感觉，就像我们上一次在这儿讲到的时候讲到以弗所书第六章。
When our cars aren't working, it feels like we're facing the rulers and the authorities and the spiritual forces of evil in our own personal lives.
当我们的车坏掉，一次一次的坏掉的时候，你有时候能感觉到好像你面对的是执政的掌权者。掌权的还有那个天空属灵的那个魔鬼你在面对他们。
And that's how the last month has really felt in our automotive family.
这个就是我过去的一个月在我那个车的那个家庭 中间，我自己的感受就是这个样子。
Here are some of the things that have happened just in the last 6 weeks.
过去的六星期发生在我身上的事情，我跟大家说一下。
I had a car that I was going to give away for free, and the day that I gave it away, the air conditioner broke.
我有一个车，我准备给别人，但是我把这个车给别人的当天，这个车的空调就坏了。
Currently, my truck is sitting at the service place with the engine pulled out of it, waiting for some major repairs.
现在我的这个皮卡是在修车店里，整个这个引擎发动机是给拿出来了需要要做很大的修理的工作。
So my wife's car has that engine light that comes on and goes off and comes on and goes off.And I know what the problem is, but I haven't had time to fix it.
我太太那个车，她的那个检查引擎的那个灯，一会儿亮一会儿灭，一会儿亮一会儿灭。我知道是什么问题，但是因为我们要开这个车，所以我没有时间去修它。
So during the time my truck is in the shop, I've been riding around on a motorcycle, and it's starting to have a few problems.
当我的车在店里的时候呢，我开始骑我的摩托车。过去几个星期，然后那个摩托车也开始有问题。
The air conditioner in my oldest son's truck went out.
我老大儿子老大他这个车的空调也坏了。
My youngest son's car has a problem with the power steering.
我小儿子这个车他这个动力驱动 power steering 也有问题。
And what just about pushed me over the edge?
那个差不多让我到了崩溃的边缘的事情是
I had a wreck in my wife's car on Saturday.
Okay, 星期六的时候我开的我太太的车这个碰到一个事故。
And even though her car isn't worth very much,
虽然她的车也不值钱
I hit a Tesla.
但是我撞了一个 Tesla.
And that is how we have started our busy fall semester.
这个就是我这个秋季学期开头是这个样子的。
Let's be honest.
让我们实事求是的说。
When things begin to pile up in our lives, we really begin to wonder why.
当生命中间经历的事情一件一件的叠加上去的时候，你有时候会想，这是为什么？
When we ask the question why, there's four things that come to my mind really quickly, four options.
当我们在问这是为什么的时候，有四个东西马上就很快的来到我的脑子中间。
The first is there some kind of lesson I'm supposed to be learning?
第一个是，这是不是我要学的一个功课？
The second is there a spiritual battle that's happening against me?
第二个是，这是不是有一个属灵的征战在我要面对。
On the harder days, I ask, is there some sin in my life that I don't understand?
在一个困难的一天，我会问我自己，是不是有我自己身上有什么罪，我自己没有发现，我自己不理解。
And the fourth is this just a result of a broken world?
第四个可能，这是不是就是一个这个破碎的世界所带来的，到我个人的磨难。
Maybe you have felt the same way.
也许你有时候也会感觉到有同样的感受。
But oftentimes we just don't know the answer to the question why.
但是大部分的时候我们都不知道为什么这个答案是什么。
This morning we're going to talk about how the armor of God can help us face the difficulties that we know will come regardless of why they come.
所以今天早上我们要通过经文来看看神的军装，神的盔甲，怎么样来帮助我们来面对那些困难？我们知道这些困难一定会发生，虽然有时候我们不知道为什么会发生。
The last time that we were together in Ephesians, we talked about the schemes of Satan.
上次我们在讲以弗所书第六章的时候，我们讲到魔鬼的计谋。
That is his strategies for frustrating our desire to walk with Jesus.
魔鬼的计谋，他来阻扰我们与耶稣同行。
This was a continuation of Paul's discussion of what he stated before in Ephesians.
这个是保罗在以弗所说讲到跟魔鬼有属灵征战有关的事情的一个继续。
Before we already learned that Satan is the prince of the power of the air.
我们前面以弗所说里头学到撒旦是空中掌权者的首领。
And that he is the spirit of the spirit working in the sons of disobedience.
他是那些悖逆之子心中的恶魔。
We also learned about not being careful about our anger so that we don't give Satan an opportunity to ruin our relationships.
我们也学到了我们要注意发怒，不可给魔鬼留地步。
So we talked about how Satan has strategies, but we didn't talk about how those work.
所以我们已经知道了魔鬼有他的计谋，但是我们还没有讲到魔鬼的计谋是怎样来运作的。
And so this morning, I want to talk about three of his main strategies.
所以今天早上我要在这里讲魔鬼的三个主要的计谋。
The first is this, is that Satan is a liar.
第一个是撒旦，他是个说谎者，他说谎。
John 8, chapter 8, 44 says this. He's speaking to the Pharisees that were opposing him, and he said, You are the father of the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him.
我中文不全部读，这段经文讲就是撒旦他是说谎的，他说谎是出于他自己，因为他本来就是说谎的。
Says when he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人之父。
In 2 Corinthians 11:14, talking about false disciples, Paul writes, "And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light."
在哥林多后书第十一章，他讲到假先知的时候。保罗说这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
And so we see that Satan is a person that disregards the truth.
因为我们在这里看到撒旦他不顾真理。
He opposes the truth.
他反对真理。
And he wants us to misunderstand the truth as he serves as a liar.
他让我们来误解真理，因为他是一个说谎者。
Second, we see that he is an accuser.
第二个，我们看到撒旦他是个控告者，他控告。
In Revelation it says, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who called is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He's also later in the passage talks about that he stands before God, accusing us of all of our sin before God, who has already forgiven us.
这个启示录十二章讲到了撒旦他是个控告者，他说在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄，虽然神已经救赎了我们，但是他在神的面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄。
And the third thing is that he is a disruptor and a destroyer.
第三个计谋，他是搅扰，他是毁坏，他是个破坏者。
We talked about 1 Peter 5:8 last time.
我们上次在这里讲到了彼得前书第五章
where your adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to someone to devour.
这里讲到我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And here in Mark 4:15, he talks in the parable of the sower, and he talks about Satan as the one who grabs the seed from the path and steals it away so that people cannot receive it.
在马可福音第四章撒种的比喻的时候，他讲撒旦那个撒在路旁的，就是人听得到，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去。
And then in John 10:10, we're most familiar with the second half of the verse, but the first half of the verse talks about him coming as a thief, only to steal and to kill and to destroy.
约翰福音第十章第十节，我们都熟悉。后面的半句，我来了是要让羊得生命，得的更丰盛。但是前面半节经文是讲到撒旦来，他是个盗贼，他要偷窃、杀害和毁害。
It's sobering for us to think that we are supposed to oppose such a powerful enemy.
这是对我们来说是一个警醒，我们所要面对的是如此有能力的这样一个敌人。
And that is why the armor of God is provided.
这就是神的军装，神的盔甲为什么要给我们。
Without understanding who our enemy is, we can't begin to understand the battle that we face.
因为如果我们不知道我们的敌人是谁是怎么样的，我们没有办法来去打那个仗，打那个属灵征战。
And without depending on the armor that's provided, we can't begin to see a victory.
如果没有神给我们的军装的话，我们不可能能看到我们能够得胜。
This passage in Ephesians gives us our main purpose.
这个以弗所书的这段经文给了我们的一个主要的目的。
Says in light of all that's happening, all the chaos in our world, we are to stand firm.
在这里讲到了，尽管世界上发生那么多的事情，那样的混乱，但是我们要站立得稳。
This is reflected three different times in this very short passage.
这个站立得稳这个观点，在这个短短的三节圣经里头出现了三次。
And it's not just to prove a personal victory.
这个站稳不仅仅是我们个人征战得胜。
But so that we can serve as an example to other people.
同样，我们也要为别人做榜样。
Sometimes that's to weaker brothers and sisters in the faith.
有时候是针对那些在信仰、信心中间比较软弱的弟兄。
Sometimes that's to others that are outside the church that are struggling that need to see that there's a path of victory.
有时候是给那些信仰之外的那些人，也给他们做榜样，让他们看到有一个得胜的路径。
And for those that don't believe, they need to see that the power of the gospel being demonstrated in our lives.
对那些还没有接受主耶稣，我们应该让他们看到福音的大能。
So why is the armor of God given to us as a metaphor?
那为什么神要在这里给了我们军装这样的一个比喻？
To be honest, I don't really know the answer to the question.
实事求是地说，这个问题的答案我自己也不是特别的清楚。
But I can venture a guess.
但是我可以试着去猜一下。
All day long, Paul is sitting in prison as he writes this letter, and he is chained to a Roman soldier.
因为当时保罗是在监狱里头，他在写这封信的时候，他是跟一个罗马士兵链条锁在一起的。
And maybe as he sat and was with his person that was next to him, he began to think about what he wanted to teach to the churches as he looked at what the soldier was wearing.
所以也可能是当他在写这个信的时候，看到跟他连带捆绑在一起，链条锁在一起的那个士兵的时候，看他身上穿了盔甲，所以他就用了这个盔甲或者军装这个比喻。
But I think there's another important reason why he used the armor as a metaphor.
但是还有一个，我认为他用军装和盔甲来作为比喻的一个主要的原因，另外一个主要的原因是
，because it shows us that the protection and the preparation that we need to stand against the enemy has been provided.
这里说我们的准备、我们的保护，神给我们的准备和保护已经是给了我们。
But as we talked about last time, we still need to put it on.
但是这个保护和这个我们还要自己把它穿戴起来。
So just like there are three ways that Satan tries to frustrate our walk with Jesus, Paul provides these first three pieces of armor as protections for us.
就像我前面讲到的，撒旦有三个计谋来阻扰我们和耶稣同行。在这里，保罗讲到了有三件盔甲，让我们能够抵挡魔鬼，来给我们保护。
The first thing he says to do is to put on the truth.
第一个，他说我们要穿上真理。
And he talks about that as being like a belt.
他讲这个真理像是束腰的带子。
For us, sometimes the belt is seen as something that's on the outside.
对我们来说，这个带子好像是在外面给人家看的。
But for them, the belt was something that was on the inside.
但是对他们来说，这个带子是在里边的。
In the Greek, it actually says that having encircled your hip in truth.
在希腊语中间说是，用那个真理来环绕你的腰。
And this is an especially a vulnerable area since we are given the exhortation to stand firm.
因为这个特别是在讲我们被劝告我们要站立的时候，我们的腰腿部是一个非常容易受攻击的部位。
So in essence, the belt was used to cinch up everything that was loose so that when you went to battle, it would not become a distraction.
所以在这里讲的这个带子是要把那些松松的那些东西把它扎紧了，这样你可以进入征战中间，而不因为那些松垮的东西来累赘你。
As we move from the metaphor to the meaning, I think what Paul is wanting us to say is that we need to settle some of the questions about our faith, to tie them down so that they don't become distractions as we try to walk with Jesus.
所以保罗在从这个比喻讲到这个意义的时候，他要提醒我们有一些非常重要的这个真理，这个观点我们要记着，所以我们不会在征战的时候让那些松散在外面的东西来影响我们的征战。
And the only way that we can do that is to continually marinate ourselves in God's word to understand what He wants us, who He wants us to be before all of the difficulties come.
所以保罗在这里讲的是要我们要真正的沉浸在神的话语中间，那我们在碰到这些困难之前，我们已经有神的话语，我们知道真理是在哪里。
We need to have the default setting that what the Bible says is true.
我们必须有这个心智，就是圣经所讲的都是真理。
When crisis comes, that we will listen to what God's word says first about that crisis, rather than what other people and culture is telling us.
当基督要来的时候，我们要相信的是圣经怎么说，基督要来，而不是相信世界上其他的文化在讲这些东西。
That we're allowing the truth of God to speak into our circumstances, not our circumstances to speak into what God has said.
所以我们要的是让神的话语来对我们的境况来说话，而不是要我们所处的境况来对我们说话。
We need to be of the discipline to develop our ideas into convictions in order to spot the devil's lies before they take root in our own lives.
我们要养成这个训练，我们要靠着神的话语，然后让神的话语能够给我们这个能力来识破魔鬼的计划，在魔鬼的计划在我们生命中间、生活中间生根之前，我们就能够识破魔鬼的诡计。
Because the devil wants to speak lies into our lives.
因为魔鬼要对我们的生活、生命来说谎。
He wants us to believe things about ourselves that aren't true.
他想让我们相信有关我们自己的那些东西，但是这些东西都是不是真理，不是事实。
And that's why we're studying the book of Ephesians together.
这也是一个原因，为什么我们在这里一起来查考以弗所书。
To remind ourselves of who we are in Christ.
我们读以弗所书的一个主要的目的，就是来知道在基督里我们是谁。
We are people of blessing.
我们是受神祝福的。
We are loved unconditionally.
我们是神无条件爱的。
We belong to a relationship with Jesus that can't be broken.
我们属于和耶稣有这个个人的关系，这个关系是不能被打破的。
Our relationship can't be changed.
这个关系是不能被改变的。
And it can't be lost.
这个关系是不会丢失的。
But Satan wants to tell us that we're not worth much.
但是撒旦想要跟我们说的是，你们不配。
That we're unlovable.
你们不可爱。
That we're awful parents.
你们是很糟糕的父母。
That we're pitiful spouses.
你们是非常可怜的配偶。
That we're shameful children.
你们是让你父母蒙羞的儿女。
And that God could never be proud of us.
神不会为你们感觉到骄傲的。
But those things aren't true.
但是这些东西都是谎言。
God has preserved His Scripture and given it to us as a gift that we ought to be spending time in.
神保守了他的话语，这个圣经，让我们能够花时间在学习他的话语。
Because in it we find the words of life.
因为在这个圣经里，我们看到。
And in it we find the word.
看到生命的话语。
And in it we find the words of love.
在这里，在圣经里我们看到。
Knowing the truth,
爱的话语。
Sorry. Knowing the truth helps us to align what Jesus has called right and wrong.
我们知道的是真理，我们就知道耶稣说这个是对的，这个是错的，我们就能够知道。
And it's where we can come to trust what He wants for us is best.
也是知道了圣经，能够让我们知道耶稣想要我们得到的是最好的。
Knowing the truth helps us move beyond the deed and address what is in our heart.
知道这个真理，让我们能够不仅仅是看到我们外在的善事行为，也让我们能够看到我们自己的心内心。
Knowing the truth helps us not only clean up our behaviors, but also to purify our thoughts and our motivations.
知道了这些真理，不仅仅是能够洁净我们外在的表现，它同时也能够洁净我们的心思意念。
One of the things, there's a phrase that I often share with our young interns working for the church.
有这么一句话，我经常跟我们教会的那些实习实习生跟他们分享过很多次。
I tell them to stop looking at carnival mirrors.
我跟他们说，你不要看那个哈哈镜。
You know, the ones that make us look tall when we're not tall.
这个哈哈镜就是你不是那么高，但是镜子里看让你看得很大。
The ones that make us look fat or fatter.
但有的会让你看得很。镜子里让你显得很胖等等。
The ones that make us look short and misshapen.
有时候会让我们看到很矮，然后这个形状都是扭曲的。
The ones that almost always make us look less attractive.
不管怎么样，都是让我们看到的这个哈哈镜里看到的自己都是不是一个很好的形象。
Because those are the ways that Satan wants us to see our reflection.
这个就是撒旦想要你看到的你是不是那个很好的形象。
But God says, I love you the way that I made you.
但是神说，我爱你，是我爱你，我造你的形象，那个样子我就爱你。
We spend our days focused on the world, watching the world and being shaped by those influences.
我们的每天的日子，我们在外面看到的是这个世界，然后看到世界的影响来改变我们的生活。
And if we do that, it's no wonder that we don't feel great about ourselves.
但是如果我们就是这样做的时候，你再看自己的时候，你会觉得自己不怎么样。
But those are like the carnival mirrors that distort the way that we feel like God is looking at His children.
但是我们看到的这一点，就是好像在哈哈镜里看到的自己的形象一样，这不是神让我们看到我们在神眼里的形象。
When we know God's word and we have the practice of putting it on this truth daily, we're able to fend off the messages from the world that aren't true.
当我们在神的话语学到的真理，当我们穿戴这个真理的时候，我们就能够抵挡魔鬼想要给我们的这些跟真理不符的这些谎言，有关我们自己的。
And we can trade the lies that Satan wants us to believe for the truth that God has already given us.
然后我们就可以把魔鬼想要我们相信的一些谎言变成换成神想要我们知道的我们在神眼里的形象。
We've been told to put on the truth because the devil is a liar.
我们被教导让我们穿戴真理，因为撒旦他是个说谎者。
The second point is to put on the righteousness.
第二点是要穿戴公义。
The breastplate of righteousness is there for the protection of our heart.
这个公义的护心镜的作用就是来保护我们的心脏。
But both, this is both kind of the physical heart and the place of our spiritual vitality.
但这个地方的心是讲到了两个方面，一个是我们身体的心，另外一个是我们属灵的生命，两层意思。
We see the heart is kind of the center of our life.
我们看到这个心是相当于我们 生命的中心。
It's the place of emotion and the place where courage comes forth.
这也是我们的这个情绪，我们的心思，这个出发点中心。
And Paul tells us that our motivations should be wrapped up in righteousness.
这个保罗在这里说，我们的心，我们的这个主观意愿需要用真，用公义来环绕起来，用公义来环绕起来。
When we understand our relationship with God, we should recognize our access to the Father because of Christ.
当我们看到我们和神之间的关系的时候，我们应该能够认识到我们是在神的面前，在神的身边，因为耶稣所做的。
Because of our righteousness, we have the ability to live like sons and daughters of the King.
因为我们的公义，我们就能够像王子一样来生活。
But oftentimes we still view ourselves as slaves.
但是常常我们把自己还是当作奴隶。
We've been given a declared righteousness.
我们被算作为义。
But now because of the Holy Spirit living within us, we also have the ability to pursue righteousness.
但是因为在我们心中内，在我们身上内住的圣灵，我们还要寻求公义。
And this allows us to walk with Jesus as we become more like Jesus.
这个能够让我们与耶稣同行，让我们能够更像耶稣。
Satan wants us to believe that we can never meet God's standard.
但是撒旦想要我们相信的是，你们永远达不到神的要求和标准。
And we can't, but God has already accepted us.
确实我们达不到，但是神已经接受了我们。
God has sealed us.
他神把我们封闭起来。
And He has given us the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf.
他给了我们圣灵为我们代祷。
God has given us a robe of righteousness.
神给了我们公义的袍，义袍。
And He has forgiven us of all of our sins.
他饶恕了我们所有的罪。
We have no need to wallow in shame, the shame of our mistakes.
我们不需要陷在那些犯了错误而感觉到羞愧的这种泥坑里。
But He wants us to know that the chains of our sin have been broken by the what Jesus has done on the cross.
神想要我们知道的是，我们不义的这个罪的这个锁链已经被打破，因为耶稣在十字架上所做的工。
Paul tells us to put on righteousness because the devil is an accuser.
保罗在这里教导我们，我们要穿戴公义，因为魔鬼在指控。
The third thing is to put on peace.
第三讲穿戴平安。
Literally having tied down the feet of in preparation of the gospel of peace.
这个从字面上来讲，实际上就是要把鞋扎好了，去走福音的路，为福音走福音的路做准备。
Sticking with the metaphor from the Roman soldier, Paul gets down to his feet.
所以还是在用罗马士兵的这个比喻，保罗现在看到的是士兵脚上穿的鞋。
And the sandals that they would wear had studs on them so that they could get traction in the dirt during the battle.
他们穿的那个凉鞋下面有这种鞋钉，就像球鞋的鞋钉一样，所以他们能够在战场上的时候能够站稳，能够增加那个 traction, 摩擦力。
Now this passage isn't talking about a preparedness to share the gospel.
这段经文不是在讲在讲那个准备去传福音，去传福音的准备。
But this is talking about our reaction, our living in light of the gospel.
这不是在讲准备去传福音，而是在讲我们怎么样在福音的光中来生活。
As Jesus died and resurrected, He put an end to the striving and offered us a peace from God.
当耶稣在十字架上受死复活，他也宣告了我们靠自己的努力去做这个已经结束了，我们能够有神给我们的平安。
As other passages say, peace not as the world gives, but peace from the Lord.
就像圣经中其他经文来讲，这个平安不是世界所能给，这个平安是神给的。
This is a promise of both His protection and His provision.
而这是神给我们的应许，他给了我们保护，给了我们 provision, 就是给我们提供装备，也给我们保护。
Can you imagine a world with no striving?
你能不能想象这个世界你不需要自己去拼命的去努力去
做 No sweating、
不需要出汗、去很花力气
No worrying
不需要来、交烦恼烦 恼
No anxiety、
不需要有焦虑
And while it's very hard to avoid those kinds of responses that we deal with every day the peace of God should bring us backto a place of calm.
虽然刚才讲到这些，我们其实在我们每一天中间也是难以避免。但是当我们在这种状态的时候，神的平安能把我们带回到一种平静之中。
Paul says that the peace of God is like a great pair of shoes.
保罗在说，神的平安就像一双非常好的鞋一样。
Because it helps us walk through the troubling times.
因为它让我们能够 在走崎岖不平的路上的时候，它能够帮助我们能够走稳。
It's important to understand that peace is not the absence of hostility.
非常非常重要的是，我们在这里讲的平安，并不是说我们没有敌对状况。
But peace is calmness in the face of hostility.
这里头讲的平安是，当我们在敌对状态之中，我们仍然有心里的平安。
It's a unity among brothers.When the world is in chaos,
这是当这个世界一片混乱的时候，我们主内，我们有一个，合一的平安。
It's the agreement on what is right and true when lies and opinions abound.
这是我们在外面有很多谎言，有很多看法的时候，我们有一个同样的看见，什么是对的，什么是错的。
Paul says, "Put on peace." Because the devil is a disruptor and a destroyer.
保罗说，我们要穿戴平安，因为魔鬼他是搅扰者，他是破坏者。
We have a goal of peace, but that's not always how our life unfolds.
我们有要平安这个目的，但是我们的生活常常有很多不平安。
In reality, we struggle every day.
在事实上，也许我们每一天都在挣扎之中。
First, we don't accept the Bible as the source of truth for our daily lives.
Yeah, 有时候我们可能首先我们没有把圣经作为我们每一天生活的准则。
Sometimes we just refer to it as a point of input instead of the truth.
有时候我们把圣经的教导只是作为一个观点，而不是把它当作真理。
We have a habit of picking and choosing what is convenient and desirable, and then shy away from the parts that we don't like.
有时候我们选择什么是对我便利的，什么是我喜欢的，而去避免那些我不喜欢的，我不想做的。
And sometimes we allow the world to define what is right and wrong, and then we waver in our faith.
有时候我们就让这个世界来定义什么是对的，什么是错的，来放弃我们自己的信仰。
Instead of standing firm, we sway back and forth.
所以我们没有稳稳的站立，我们还是在摇摆之中。
Second, sometimes we don't understand the righteousness that has been given to us by God.
有时候，第二点，有时候我们不明白神已经给了我们的公义。
And when we don't understand what He's given us,then we don't participate in pursuing our righteous life.
当我们没有来理解神给我们公义的时候，我们就不能够去参与到寻求公义这个过程之中。
And as a result, we believe the accusations that are not good, that we are not good enough to serve God.
这种情况下，我们就会相信撒旦的谎言，就是你不够的好。你不能来服侍神。
So instead of standing firm, we shrink back.
所以我们没有稳稳的站住，我们反而收缩后退。
And third, we don't determine that God is sovereign over both the big and small parts of our life.
第三点是，有时候我们不相信神在大事小事上都有他的主权。
Therefore, we see.The circumstances around us is chaos.
所以我们看到我们身边的情况发生的事情都是在一片混乱之中。
Instead of seeing it as an opportunity to display our faith and engage with the people around us.
我们看到是这种混乱，而没有看到这实际上是一个给我们的机会，让我们在人的面前来显示，来展示我们的信仰。
And when that happens, instead of standing, sometimes we just sit down.
所以当这样的情况发生的时候，有时候我们没有站稳，我们反而坐下来了。
So how can we apply this passage in our life?
所以我们怎样来把这段圣经来应用到我们的生活中？
Here are some questions that I think all of us, me included, need to consider.
下面是几个问题，想大家可以来考虑，也包括我自己也要考虑一下。
Where am I not believing the truth?
在哪些方面我没有相信真理？
Are there places where the world is still having more of an effect on my life than what the Bible is wanting to teach me?
是不是有一些东西我更相信世界上的观点，而没有去相信圣经的真理？
Are there lies about myself that the devil is whispering into my ear, defining more powerfully who I think I am?
有没有魔鬼在你耳边轻声细语的跟你说你是什么样的人？这样的话来改变了你应该知道你是在神里面应该是什么样的人？这种情况有没有？
Where am I denying the righteousness that God has given me in my life?
在哪些方面你是在否定？神给了我们的公义。
Have I convinced myself that I'm not good enough to serve the Lord in my work and in my community and in my church?
你有没有相信我们不够好，不能来服侍主，不管是在教会、在社区、在我们的工职场
？Am I really pursuing righteousness as an everyday part of my Christian life?
我有没有在我们基督徒生命中间的每一天都在追寻这个公义？
Can other people in my sphere of influence see that I'm pursuing Christ?
我身边的人能不能看到我在信仰中间，我在寻求那个从神那里来的公义？
And am I experiencing the peace of Christ that comes as a result of fully believing the gospel?
我有没有在经历那种平安，这种平安是来自于我相信福音。
Or does my life just feel like it's filled with chaos and confusing events?
是不是我的生命好像生活到处充满了这个混乱和困惑
？That bring the as a result fears and anxieties.
而只是看到的是混乱和困惑，带来的是害怕，带来的是焦虑。
Are there people in my life with whom I still have unresolved conflict?
我生命中间有没有人和我有冲突，而这个冲突现在还没有被解决
？And am I listening to what the Bible says about resolving all relationships as far as I can?
我有没有听到圣经的教导？在这些关系问题怎么样去解决，按照圣经的要求去做。
If any of us are feeling any of these, then maybe we have left the house without putting on our armor.
如果我们中间的任何一个人还在想到我刚才讲的那些问题，我们在经历这种问题的时候，那也许今天早上出来的时候，我把神的盔甲忘在家里，没有穿上。
Maybe we have underestimated the strength and the strategy of the devil to frustrate our walk with Jesus.
也许我们没有意识到，我们低估了魔鬼的能力和魔鬼的计谋，他要来搅扰我们与耶稣同行。
Maybe we need to step back to the closet and realize what the Lord has provided for us to put on.
也许我们要回到我们的衣柜里来看到神给我们准备的盔甲。并且把它穿上。
Our goal in light of Satan's schemes is to stand firm in our faith.
所以我们 生命的目标，生活的目标是在我们的信仰中间，我们要站立得稳。
And we can know that reaching out into our community as a beacon of light is with the gospel is only going to bring more attention and more attack.
我们还要认识到，我们用我们的信仰去 传给那些我们身边的人、社区里的人，作为像灯塔，这个过程会带来很多的注意力，或者是带来很多的攻击。
Are we ready for that?
我们有没有准备好了面对这样的攻击呢？
Do we have the unity and the commitment to one another to build a strong enough foundation for belief that others can come and stand on?
我们有没有这样的合一，这样的决心？ 来建造一个信仰的基础，而这个基础能够让其他人来加入，让其他人能够站立在这个上面。Because
the truth is, we will never be able to make it on our own.
这个事实是我们靠我们自己，我们永远会做不到。But
together with Christ, we can accomplish His will.
但是如果我们在一起，有基督和我们在中间，我们能够做到。Let
me pray. Father, you have gathered us together for your purposes, and you have given us the understanding that there's an enemy that's outside, but yet you have given us all that we need to protect ourselves and to stand firm in our faith. I pray that this morning, as we even in the coming days have plans and desires to reach deeper into our community, that you would not have us do that without first putting on the armor that you have given us. That we would understand the truth, Father, that you've given us, and the righteousness and the peace, and that we can stand firm in those things so that whatever happens as we leave this building, Father, we know that you are faithful, that you love us, that you're caring for us, and you want to use us to do things for your kingdom. And I pray that we would stand strong and say yes to the opportunities that come before us, and that we could bring you the glory and the honor that you deserve. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.